Passage 3. After years of study, I have determined that there are only two types of people in this world. Those who get into the airport early and those who walk in just as the plane is about to take off. If there were any justice in the world, the early airport people would be rewarded for doing the right thing, and the late airport people would be punished. But there is no justice. I know I have been an early airport person for years. My luggage will get on the plane first, but it will be the last luggage to come off the plane when we land. You know who really gets his luggage first when we land? The late airport person who rushes into the airport 3 minutes before the plane takes off. But if I have to get there really, really early, I told myself, I will get the best seat. Well, no matter how early I show up, I was always told that someone had called 2 or 3 days ahead of me and asked for that seat. The utmost embarrassment of the early airport person happened to me a few years ago when I was flying from New York to Chicago. When I got to the ticket counter, the person there said, "Sir, you have a seat on the 9:15 a.m. flight. Is that right?" "Yes," I said. "Well, it's only 7 a.m. Flight has not left yet. If you hurry, you can make it." I was too embarrassed to say that I had arrived early so I wouldn't have to hurry. Instead, I ran down the corridor to the plane.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 33. What does the speaker say about the early airport person? Question 34. What usually happens to the late airport person? Question 35. What made the speaker feel embarrassed?